The issue of trust is really, really big. The end product is that you want your child to trust you implicitly. When you punish your child, when you threaten your child, when you give your children messages that they are troublemakers, that they are a pain in the neck, they find ways of being sneaky. They find ways of behaving in a way that they should when they're with you, but doing what they want behind your back. And I'm sure many of you experienced that when you were young. We do that. That's part of it. And kids aren't going to share all the stuff that's going on with them. But when something is really important to them, you want them to be able to come to you and share with you their problems. I remember one time when my son was in high school, an incident happened for him, and he was telling me about it. And I said, now, is this something that you can talk to your advisor about? And he said to me, but you're my number one advisor, Mom. Just melted my heart. You know, it's just so wonderful when your children feel comfortable enough to tell you whatever's bothering them. And know that they're not going to tell you everything. They will have their private lives, their agendas. But when it's important, they do. In order to get there, our children need our trust in them. Trust and respect are both the same thing. You can't teach it to your child. You can't teach your child to be respectful. You can't teach your child to trust. You do it by modeling for them. And we've talked a lot about respect in terms of how we are respectful of them, when we listen to them, when we hear their emotions, when we take their side of the story into consideration, when we acknowledge their agendas. All of that is modeling respect. Is there anyone who would like to work through one of the last exercises?
I would like to go through that exercise. So I've identified
yep.
a limiting belief that I have about myself, and it's that I'm not good enough and that other people's needs are more important than mine. I have this belief because as a child, I was aware of my mother's hardships and always tried to make her okay and beat myself up when it didn't work. Her problems were beyond my abilities, so it was an impossible task for me to try and tackle. How that drives my parenting today is I'm always trying to do everything right so everything will be okay, but now with my children. And so when they get upset, I get triggered, and it keeps me from allowing them to feel their feelings and have their own experiences in a loving environment. What I get out of hanging on to this belief is that I feel worthy by working really hard at something, because that's what I always did as a kid. I figured if I keep working, sometime I'll get it right. And so it keeps my cycle of trying really hard for unachievable goals, so that I have to keep trying really hard because that's what makes me feel like I might be okay. So this allows me to feel good enough because I'm working hard and might someday hypothetically achieve the goal of making everybody happy.
So you can't ever relax.
Right, exactly.
Letting go is impossible, feels like.
Right. If I let go of this belief, I'm afraid that I'm going to be open to being hurt. I'm not good enough without being perfect and trying to overdo everything and protect myself. If I allow other people to make their own mistakes and not feel responsible for it, I feel afraid and scared that they're going to make mistakes and they're going to hurt me with them.
Their mistakes would mean what to you?
Again, that I'm failing.
Yeah.
I'm proving that I am not good enough.
Yeah. A lot of pressure, boy, isn't it?
Over the past couple of days in writing my mission statement, I feel like I've had, and after talking to you in our private session, I feel like I've had a little bit of a veil unlifted, and I do. But a couple of things have happened in the past couple of days that it just, I'm really happy about it. I feel like the whole class, I've been saying to myself, okay, I understand all this, I believe it, but I just still don't see it happening in my life, and I don't. But I had a big incident with my daughter yesterday, and I went through it in a way that I haven't before fully. I followed it through completely, and it was a really difficult, challenging situation, and it's a very typical button-pushing situation for me. And the whole time I had the voices in the back of my head feeling like I just wanted to give up, but I said, just keep with it, just keep with it. And it was okay. It worked out. And, like, I want to cry just talking about it. I know I'm a crier. But it was really something. And it all kind of just felt right.
These children, these button pushers, are the most important teachers we will ever have. So when your button is being pushed, this is a choice point. I can punish my child, yell at my child, threaten my child for pushing that button, or I can stop and I can look at what that button is that's getting pushed and why, and take responsibility for myself.